The leaders of Northern Ireland's four main churches have urged all political parties to redouble their efforts to reach a settlement concerning devolution of policing and justice powers. The Catholic Primate of All Ireland, Cardinal Sean Brady, his Church of Ireland counterpart, Archbishop Alan Harper, Presbyterian moderator Dr. Stafford Carson, and Methodist President Reverend Donald Kerr, responding to this week's crisis in the Northern Ireland Assembly that risks unravelling the region's peace process. I spoke to Cardinal Brady about the religious leaders' concerns.
You see, we have come so far in this whole process and are enjoying where we are in this new situation. And yet we mustn't take it for granted. We must do all we can to counteract the threat to the peace, which is a real threat, as evidenced by the attack, for example, on the PSNI officer, Pather Heffron, in recent weeks. We shudder when we hear of attacks, but we also shudder when we hear of politicians who seem to be not putting the interest of the community, not really delivering the goods.
Of course, Cardinal Brady, it is important to emphasise that the extremist elements are still present in Northern Ireland, but they are the minority.
Well, the number of dissidents we think is small, but they're very determined and probably growing. They will be growing if they see that there is an impasse and they'd say, sure, what we have is not working. That's the problem. It is working, but they need to make sure this is the people involved in politics, not to deliver any consolation to the dissidents or any not to create a situation where people would be inclined to say the peace we have is no use. Everybody needs to make it clear that we enjoy the peace. We think the way forward is by dialogue and by negotiation and by talking. But we need also, the talking can't go on forever. People need to sacrifice possibly party interest in this, for the sake of the greater good, the public interest.